So first Bengali story was about a doctor visiting a house to diagnose two patients, a rich housewife and her maid servant. The doctor said, "The maid servant's fever is 105, so there is some anxiety. I will give her some medicine. But the landlady of the house has practically no fever, 99 degrees, so there is no anxiety for her." When she heard this, the landlady became angry and said, "This doctor is useless. I am the landlady. I have only 99 degrees and my maid servant has 105. This maid servant should be 98 and I should have 110. Prabhupada compared this to the modern civilization, which is inclined to increase the degree of its fever up to 110. As in the human body, there is death as soon as the temperature reaches 107. So Prabhupada says that by the nuclear weapon, modern civilization will come to the point of 107 and over. But devotees want to decrease the fever by living the highest ideal life and decreasing the demands of the body. That's the Prabhupada ki. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
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 वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 14। यावन्न जायेत् परावरेऽस्मिन् यावन्न जायेत् परावरेऽस्मिन् विश्वेश्वरे द्रष्टरि भक्तियोगः विश्वेश्वरे द्रष्टरि भक्तियोगः तावत्थवीय पुरुषस्य रूपम् तावत्थवीय पुरुषस्य रूपम् क्रियावसाने प्रयत स्मरेत क्रियावसाने प्रयत स्मरेत यावन्न जायेत् परावरेऽस्मिन् विश्वेश्वरे द्रष्टरि भक्तियोगः तावत्थवीय पुरुषस्य रूपम् क्रियावसाने प्रयत स्मरेत यावन्न जायेत् परावरेऽस्मिन् विश्वेश्वरे द्रष्टरि भक्तियोगः तावत्थवीय पुरुषस्य रूपम् Yavat, as long as, no, does not, Jait, develop, para, transcendental, avare, mundane, asmin, in this form of, Vishwa Ishware, the Lord of all worlds, Drishtari, unto the seer, Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. Avat, so long. Savya, the gross materialist. Purushasya, of the Virat Purush. Rupam, universal form. Kriya Avasane, at the end of one's described duty. Prayata, with proper attention. Smaret, one should remember. Transcendental and perpetuized divine is the Bhaktivedanta Swami Kala Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Unless the gross materialist develops a sense of loving service unto the Supreme Lord, the seer of both the transcendental and the material world, he should remember or meditate upon the universal form of the Lord at the end of his prescribed duty. Please repeat. Unless the gross materialist develops a sense of loving service unto the Supreme Lord, the seer of both the transcendental and the material world, he should remember or meditate upon the universal form of the Lord at the end of his prescribed duty. Perfect. The Supreme Lord is the seer of all worlds, both material and transcendental. In other words, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate beneficiary and enjoyer of all worlds, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 5.29. The spiritual world is the manifestation of his internal potency, and the material world is the manifestation of his external potency. The living entities are also his marginal potency, and by their own choice, they can live either in the transcendental or material world. The material world is not a fit place for a living entity because they are spiritually one with the Lord. And in the material world, the living entities become conditioned by the laws of material world. The Lord wants all the living entities who are his part and parcel to live with him in the transcendental world. And for enlightening conditioned souls in the material world, all the Vedas and the revealed scriptures are there, expressly to recall the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. Unfortunately, the conditioned living entities, although suffering continually the threefold miseries of conditioned life, are not very serious about going back to Godhead. It is due to their misguided way of living, complicated by sins and virtues. Some of them, who are virtuous by deeds, begin to re-establish their lost relationship with the Lord, but they are unable to understand the personal feature of the Lord. The real purpose of life is to make contact with the Lord and be engaged in His service. That is the natural position of living entities. But those who are impersonalists are unable to render any loving service to the Lord, have been advised to meditate upon His impersonal feature, the Virat Roop or universal form. Some way or the other, one must try to re-establish one's forgotten relationship with the Lord. If one at all desires to gain real happiness in life and to reclaim his natural unfettered condition. For the less intelligent beginner, meditation on the impersonal feature, the Virat Roop or the universal form of the Lord will gradually qualify one to rise to the personal contact. One is advised herewith to meditate upon the Virat Roop specified in the previous chapter in order to understand how the different planets, seas, mountains, rivers, birds, beasts, human beings, demigods, and all that we can conceive are but different parts and limbs of the Lord's Virat form. This sort of thinking is also a type of meditation on the absolute truth. And as soon as such meditation begins, one develops one's godly qualities, and the whole world appears to be happy and peaceful residence of all the people of the world. Without such meditation on God, either personal or impersonal, all good qualities of the human being become covered with misconception regarding his constitutional position, and without such advanced knowledge, the whole world becomes a hell for the human being. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया स्वयं रूपा कदा ददातीत्वा पदाम्बिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीकापदकमलं श्रीगुरु श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं विष्णुचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् श्रीविष्णुपादांश्च हे कृष्णा कृष्णो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकाश्च राधाकाश्च नमोस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराणी राधे कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे that the Lord wants all living entities who are his part and parcel to live with him in the transcendental world, and for that all the Vedas and the scriptures are given. Also, Prabhupada says the real purpose of life is to make contact with the Lord and be engaged in his service. So we'll discuss on some of the points from this verse. Here it is said that conditioned souls, they do not want to go back home, back to Godhead, because of misguided life, and this misguided life gets more complicated by sins and virtues. So we know that when Prabhupada said misguided life, it means Prabhupada speaks about the modern leader. In earlier times we used to have leaders like Parikshit Maharaj, Dutu Maharaj, who are not only setting the example, but they are also propagating God consciousness. But modern leaders, they are not practicing themselves, and they do not want others to do also, because if others start practicing God consciousness, they will lose their power. Ultimately, they want to be the control always. So some of the leaders you can think of, one of the presidents of African country, I don't remember the country's name, his wealth was equal to the debt of that country. It means whatever loan that country has is equal to the wealth of that president. So we can imagine what he has done. The balance sheet is telling. So if this kind of leaders we have, everybody, all the people who are his subjects, they will definitely like to do that only, that accumulate as much as you can and just try to be happy. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that yad yad acharati shrestha tat tat eve karo jana. Whatever the leaders do, common people, they will follow. And this is what is happening in modern civilization. The leaders are themselves, in one sense, fully useless, and they are not God conscious at all. And that's what they are propagating for all the common men also following. And they are not bothered whether you go back home, back to Godhead or not. They are just bothered for their power. One of the states in India, Haryana, where Kurukshetra is there, few years back, liquor was banned. Nobody could drink liquor in that state. But the demand was so much for the liquor. People were somehow or the other they were smuggling, and somehow or other they wanted. So government said, okay, go ahead. It means the leader also, they lose any kind of influence because they themselves want. I want to drink and I have put this law, I cannot drink. How do I drink? Okay, remove this law. I can also drink, let them also drink. I will suffer, they will also suffer. And then Prabhupada said that this thing is complicated by sin. So there are four regulative principles in which scripture says no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication and no illicit sex. And in present world we can see that it is rampant. Meat eating is like, if somebody is vegetarian, they look at him, how can you be vegetarian? Many of my friends, they were vegetarian when they landed in Singapore and they have started eating meat now. Happily, peacefully, doesn't matter now. They just continue eating meat, no problem. Gambling, anyway, we are going to have in few years a big international, multinational casino. So gambling is also going on. Intoxication. Nowadays, drinking is like drinking water. Common, absolutely common. If you are not drinking, if you are not smoking, it means you are living an abnormal life. And if you have to be normal, you must smoke, you must drink. And illicit sex, nothing to say. Everything is just, if things are becoming so much that unless and until you have relationship with more than one person, you don't know what is real enjoyment. So things are going in a very, very degraded situation. So one devotee, he was from US, he became devotee at the age of 65. He was a US citizen. He became devotee at the age of 65. And he said that, my family, we were following four regulative principles from our childhood. Everybody said, oh really? Like, yes. How come? So from very childhood, our family used to follow the regulative principles. Like, you were in US, how could you follow these things? Like, yes, it was easy for us. Like, how? Like, we were four people in our family and each one was following one regulative principle. So in this way, collectively we followed four regulative principles. So this is a situation. It's very difficult. And unless and until, as the sadhakas, we don't engage ourselves in preaching and propagating this God consciousness philosophy, Krishna conscious philosophy to everybody, things definitely they are going to become worse. We cannot have control on Kali Yuga, but it will definitely help us to get ourselves purified. And there will be people who will not accept Krishna consciousness. Like when Ravan kidnapped Sita, he wanted to enjoy Mother Sita. And Kumbhakarna, he was awakened and he was told that there is your brother Ravan and he wants your help in war which is going on with Lord Ramchandra. So Kumbhakarna said that what is the problem? Why you want to fight and what has happened? Let me know the whole background. Then Ravan said that I want to enjoy Sita and that's why I kidnapped her, but I cannot enjoy forcibly to anybody because I have curse of Lord Brahma, because if I try to rape her, I will be dead. And so this is the problem. And Ravan has already attacked and we are having a war. And I want your help. You kill Ram so that Sita becomes helpless and ultimately she surrenders unto me. Because she needs the protection. She needs the protection. I can give her protection. So Kumbhakarna said that actually you don't need to fight and all those things. See, you have mystic power. You can change the form, take the form of Ram, go and approach Sita and just enjoy it. What is the problem? Ravan said, if things would have been so easy, I would have done it long time back. Because to change the form of Ram, I have to meditate on the form of Ram. And the moment I meditate on the form of Ram, Sita appears to be like mother. So I cannot do that. So these types of people we will definitely get. Who knows that if they enter into Krishna consciousness, so many changes will take place. They may have to leave meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, live a pious life, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, get up early in the morning. These people are afraid to get up 6 o'clock also. 6 o'clock, what to do at 6 o'clock? So here we are saying you should get up at early morning. That is an anxiety to get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock. What the hell you are doing in the morning? So they have this anxiety, and that's why they say, no. We don't want to take Krishna consciousness. Because they know in their heart of heart that this is the process going to make them fully purified. But they have their own quota of enjoyment. So if we follow the process of Krishna consciousness, we cannot fulfill those separate desires. So they will not come. Although they know that this is the right path. And we will definitely get this kind of people. Like Prabhupada, once he was in Chennai. There was one radio interview going on in some European or US country. But the radio interview was going on for Prabhupada. And then the interviewer, he was so arrogant. He was very arrogant. And he was speaking very arrogantly with Srila Prabhupada. So he asked that, Swamiji, what if all people around the world, they become Krishna conscious devotees? What will happen if that happens? Prabhupada said that it will never happen, because there will be fools like you who will never accept Krishna consciousness. So there will be people who will never accept Krishna consciousness. But we should take spiritual life on emergency basis. We should take it very, very seriously. And if we follow it properly, if we set the example, then definitely we will have people who will get inspired and who will definitely see the example, and they will try to follow that Krishna consciousness. There are four types of people, it is explained in the Shastras. Para dukhe sukhi. Para dukhe sukhi. It means durjan. Durjan means if others are in misery, they are happy. There are four types. First I am speaking. Para dukhe sukhi. These are the most fallen people. Degraded, durjan. That if others are in misery, they will be happy. Like it is, we can say crab mentality, crab. In Singapore we don't see the live crab. They just cook it and it's there in the plate. But once in 96, I was not even devotee at that time. I got to see the crab. I was in a market in the other area. And there is a fish market. In that fish market they were selling crab. And that crab, it is in the open basket made up of that stick, made of bamboo sticks, the flat bamboo sticks, open basket, this much big. And 50-60 crabs were there. And it was open, it was not even, there was no, nothing on that basket. It was just like that. And then my friend, he was telling that, see Nilesh, not a single crab will go out of this basket. I said, how? You just see. So one crab started crawling on the side wall of that basket. The moment he was crawling, the other crab pulled his leg. The second was the other leg pulled his, the other crab pulled his. So no one was going out. Everybody was inside only. So this is called para dukhe sukhi. You don't be happy and I will be happy. We see this politics is going on between so many neighboring countries. I am not happy. I will not let you also happy. I will make you also miserable. I am miserable, I will make you also miserable. So this is called par dukhe sukhi. Then there is par sukhe dukhi. If others are happy, they become miserable. The first one was, others are dukhi, they become happy. The second one is, if others are happy, they become miserable. Par sukhe dukhi. If others are happy, they become miserable. These are the envious people. Very, very envious. They are envious of everything. I mean, others are, if this man is happy, just be happy. What is so one should not become miserable if others are happy. Third is, which is little better, that is par sukhe sukhi. If others are happy, they also become happy. This is all this all philanthropic work and all those things. Let us help these poor people. Let us help these old people. Let us help these handicapped people. They will become happy, and this way I will also become happy. And Prabhupada said, these are nothing but pious materialists. They have nothing to do with anything with devotional service. And the fourth, which is the highest standard of people, is par dukhe dukhi. It means if others are miserable, they also become miserable. They feel the pain because of others' pain. And that is the highest standard. Their desire is, their heart is, if others are in pain, they feel the pain. And this is what is expected from devotees. Because this whole modern civilization, they are actually miserable. They don't know what is going to happen in their next life. Or they don't know what is going to happen with their present life also. They think that they are alright and they will always remain alright throughout their life. And it will always remain alright with everybody. But it doesn't happen. Like yesterday, Sridhar Krishnaprabhu was giving one example. He has practically seen at least 30-40 countries. He has said that any country I go, everybody is crying. He has seen the most developed countries and countries like Vietnam, Indonesia also. He says that everywhere I go, everybody is just crying. Crying because they are not happy at all. But this is propagated in such a way that if you follow these things, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, just be happy, don't care for anything, you will always remain happy. So a devotee feels pain when he sees that people are not God conscious. Because only Krishna conscious can give you real happiness from the heart. And here Krishna wants, and Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna wants that everybody should go back home, back to Godhead. The Prabhupada says in purpose that Krishna wants all living entities who are his part and parcel to be with him in his transcendental abode. So if we follow our Krishna verses properly, definitely people will get inspired. And if we preach as much as we can, then it will be very much, it will give a great amount of pleasure to Krishna, because Krishna loves the preacher. If the preacher doesn't mean that we should be starting a big program. Preaching means setting our own example. Preaching means setting our own example. And with our own example, definitely the great preaching takes place. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Nata prasman manushyeshu kaschin me priyakritama. The one who gives knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is the most dear to me. And Prabhupada speaks, what is the definition of preaching? In 1972, Srila Prabhupada, he was in Radha Damodar Mandir Vrindavan, and he was giving the lecture on nectar of devotion. And he was, so at one time Prabhupada gave the definition of preaching. He said that this is my Krishna. He is most beautiful, most merciful, most enchanting, most loving and most kind. This is my Krishna. And therefore I must talk about this Krishna to everybody. That's all. That's what Prabhupada gave the simple definition of preaching. That Krishna is so loving, so merciful, so beautiful, so kind. So let me talk about Krishna with everybody, to whomsoever we meet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, the jar dekha taraka hai Krishna upadesh. Wherever possible, give Krishna's instruction, whatever Krishna has said. So, and Prabhupada never missed any chance to preach. Whenever he got a chance, he preached. One time, PhD scholar, he was brought to Srila Prabhupada by Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. And he was a teacher of Hinduism in US in 1960s. So his name was Dr. Yogesh Patel. So Dr. Yogesh Patel came and he was also very arrogant. And he asked, Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is Hinduism? Prabhupada said, you are a teacher of Hinduism and you are asking me what is Hinduism. So you should be knowing what is Hinduism. He said, no, I want to know from you what is Hinduism. Prabhupada looked at Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He said, he is our scientist. Can you tell me Swarup Damodar? The one who doesn't know what it is and still he is teaching that thing, what should he be called? He doesn't know that what is Hinduism, but he is trying to teach Hinduism. So what he should be called? Then Swarup Damodar Maharaj said that he is not a teacher, he is a cheater. So Prabhupada said, let's see, our scientist is saying that you are not teacher, you are a cheater. And this man became very angry. Because anyway he was very arrogant, he became more angry. He said that, you should tell me what is Hinduism. I will not tell you. I will not tell you. You should first bow down. He said that when I enter, I bow down. Now you tell me. Well, I will not tell you. You have to shave up like all my disciples. Prabhupada said that you shave up like all of my disciples. So he asked another question. He said, what is the essence of Hinduism? And that Prabhupada said that the essence of Hinduism is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raj. Take the center of Lord Krishna. Then he again asked question. Then what is surrender? What is surrender? Prabhupada told his disciples, bring dictionary, we will show him the meaning of what is surrender. He said that I don't want literal meaning of surrender. I want the Sanskrit meaning of Sharan. What is the meaning of surrender? Prabhupada said, you don't want a guru, you want a Sanskrit scholar. We don't need you. And Prabhupada looked at Brahmananda Swami. Any one of you has seen Brahmananda Maharaj? Brahmananda Prabhu. Brahmananda Prabhu is little tall than Shaktidhar Prabhu. And little more broad than Shaktidhar Prabhu. And Prabhupada is little more broad than Shaktidhar Prabhu. And Brahmananda Prabhu, Prabhupada just looked at Brahmananda Maharaj. And Brahmananda Maharaj went to him and told Dr. Yogesh Patel that I think you should leave now. And seeing Brahmananda Prabhu in front of him, he said it's better to leave now. So he left. And then Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, he was feeling very that what kind of person I brought to Srila Prabhupada. So the whole night he could not sleep, and next day he came and he begged forgiveness from Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada, please forgive me. So I brought that person and he was a nasty person and he said, Prabhupada, no problem, so alright. At least he got a good assignment. So Prabhupada was giving his mercy everywhere and Prabhupada was so humble. One time Prabhupada, he was in Chennai and smart Brahman, they think that they know everything. He came and he said that all your disciples, they cannot chant properly. They chant Hare Ramo, Hare Krishna. I mean, they are not, their pronunciation is not clear. And Prabhupada said, their pronunciation is not clear, that's why we have come to you. You teach us. And then Prabhupada said that at least by teaching us, they will chant Hare Krishna and they will get purified. So this is what the process Srila Prabhupada has given. Devotional service and preaching. One time Prabhupada's disciple, he was going in train to Pune, from Bombay to Pune. It's like from Singapore to KL. So he was going and one of the person who has big ashram in Pune, his headquarter in Pune, like ISKCON has headquarter in Mayapur, they have headquarter in Pune. So that person met Prabhupada disciple and Prabhupada disciple asked him that what is your philosophy, and he started explaining that we do dhyan, yoga, tantra, mudra, kriya, so many things. Then Prabhupada disciple said that, can you see this ghatukam? So when we go from Bombay to Pune, there is a valley. I mean, it's not a straight, it's like going to Genting from KL. So he said that if our bus falls in this, will you be able to do all your yoga, tantra, mudra, kriya? He said, no. Well, I will be able to do it. Because this is our process. Chant Hare Krishna, anywhere, everywhere one can do. So preaching is very, very important part, and that's what Krishna wants. So I'll just read what Radhanand Maharaj says, that if somebody preaches us and see about Krishna. Like as a devotee, we also need sometimes reminder that better remember Krishna. We get stuck into so many things and we forget that our main process, our main part in life is to remember Krishna. If we are in misery and if some devotee comes and tells us that, my dear friend, whatever is the pain of your life, whatever is the problem in your life, it's better remember Krishna, everything will be taken care of. Then he's the best friend. But if we are in happiness and if somebody comes that all your happiness is because of Krishna's blessing, you better remember Krishna. He is a better friend. Because in misery it's very easy to remember Krishna. But in happiness, everything is going good, no problem. We open the tap, water comes, we switch on, the electricity is there, the power is there. But there are things which, there are times when things will not go the way we want and we will become miserable. And if in that situation any devotee comes and tells us that remember Krishna, that will solve all your problems, that he is our best near and dear friend. This is what Maharaj is saying. I just read what Maharaj says. There is no greater gift that anyone can offer you than that person who comes to remind you of Krishna. If someone comes and gives you 1,000,000 rupees, that gift is limited and temporary. It will only last for some time till it will be finished. But if someone comes to you, the gift of remembering you of Krishna, that gift is infinitely more valuable than any wealth of this world, and its effect will be eternal. So, therefore, real friend is someone who helps remind us of Krishna in good fortune and in bad fortune. Sometimes, when there is a great crisis and our life is full of turbulence, the best friend is he who comes and reminds you to take shelter of Krishna in that situation and be pacified of your suffering. But at the same time, one who is in good fortune and is infatuated by the ease of life and prosperity, the best friend will warn you how it is all temporary, how it is all ultimately a source of Krishna. Therefore, you better remember Krishna. He will tell you, yes, this is good fortune, but it is all by the mercy of Krishna. So we should remember that whether it is happiness or pain, it's all mercy of Krishna. So the second part here, Prabhupada says, the real purpose of life is to make contact with the Lord and be engaged in His service. When we are performing devotional service, that is the highest type of yoga, bhakti yoga. It includes all other yogas also. If we see yoga ladder, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, so there is a yoga ladder. And in that ladder, bhakti yoga includes everything. It means, if I ask you, do you have $100 in your pocket, you will say yes. It means you have 40 also, you have 50 also, and you have 60 also. But if you have only $60 in your pocket, and if I ask you, do you have 100, we cannot say that yes, I have 100. So when we say bhakti yoga, it is the topmost. And Prabhupada says that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon the attitude of the follower. What kind of attitude we have for our devotional service. So there are two attitudes one can have in devotional service. Favorable and unfavorable. So this favorable attitude is explained is the one who enhances and brings us closer to Krishna. This attitude will bring us closer to Krishna. And second attitude will take us away from Krishna. And we'll see two examples. So first example is that when Kardamuni, he was ordered by Lord Brahma to perform the austerity and create progeny. So Kardamuni performed the austerity and then he got the association of Devahuti, and then he had many daughters from Devahuti. And then when Kapila Dev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, Lord Brahma and all the demigods, they came and they started offering prayers to Lord Kapila Dev, and they also glorified Kardamuni. Lord Brahma glorified Kardamuni and he said that Tvaya me apichas tasa kalpita nirvyalikata yanne sanjagrahe vakyam bhavan manadamanaya. He said that, my dear son, you have followed my instruction without any cheating. Svayame apichuta tat, my dear son, kalpita nirvyalikata, without any kind of cheating, you have followed my instruction. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that living entities they have four kinds of defects: cheating propensity, imperfect senses, illusion, tendency to commit mistakes. And all these things can be overcome if one follows the instructions which is coming from senior spiritual master and the scripture, Guru Sadhana and Shastra. If we follow the instructions properly, then the cheating propensity can be overcome. And Brahma says, Prabhupada says that the instructions should be followed in toto, fully, not partially, without cheating, but fully, as instructed. And Brahma is further explaining that yanme sanjagrahe vakyam, without duplicity, whatever instruction I have given you, you have followed those instructions without any kind of cheating as well as without any kind of duplicity. So when one follows the instruction, we should follow not only with simplicity. No duplicity means simplicity. The definition of simplicity is no duplicity, and duplicity is no simplicity. If you are not simple, you are definitely duplicitous. So one must follow the instruction with respect as well as with simplicity. And if we have to do that, we have to keep our ego aside. Because if some instruction comes and if we have to follow that instruction, it means we do not have to use our own brain whether this instruction is right or wrong. We have to keep our ego aside and then we have to follow that instruction. And then Brahmaji says that yanme sandagrahe vakyam bhavan manadmanayo, that you have followed my instruction word to word, and that's why you have honored my word. Brahmaji is saying that I am respecting you because you have honored my word. So when we say that I honor my spiritual master, it means to carry out his instruction word to word. Prabhupada explains in purport that to honor the spiritual master means to carry out his instruction word for word. And that is the meaning of manada. Brahmaji says that I am giving you respect because you have followed my instruction word to word. And that is what the life of a disciple is, following the instruction from the spiritual master word to word. Then he explains in next verse. In first verse he says that you have followed my instruction without duplicity, and in second verse he explains without any argument. Etavat eva sushrusha karya pitri putraka padam iti anumaniyet guruvena gurorvacha. He says that all the sons and disciples, etavat eva sushrusha karya pitri putraka. Putraka means son and the disciple. Putraka means not only son. Putra means son, but putraka, when it's spoken in the Sanskrit, it's not only means son, but it also means disciple. So etavat eva sushrusha, he is explaining that sons ought to render service to their father exactly to this extent. What is that extent? Brahmaji says that the sons ought to render service to their father, or disciples ought to render service to their spiritual master exactly to this extent. What is that extent? He explains in next part of the verse. He says, Badham iti anumanyeta. Badham iti means yes sir. The actual translation of Badham iti is yes sir. Like our boss says, and we say yes sir, whatever you say we'll do. So when spiritual master says something, it means yes sir, whatever you say we'll do it, without any argument. No argument. There is no place of argument with spiritual master. So what instruction when it comes, it should be followed without any argument. Bhadam iti. And Prabhupada says very heavy statement. There should be no instance in which the disciple or the son say, this is not correct, I cannot do it, I cannot carry out. If he says like this, he is fallen. Prabhupada speaks very hard sentence. That if one tells to his spiritual master or his father that I cannot do this, this is not correct, then he is immediately a fallen person. So we should understand that sometimes arguments are generated from our intelligence. And there may be times when we may have differences of opinion with the spiritual master or with the authority. And it may be presented in front of the spiritual master or the authority. But ultimately, whatever is the order should be followed. If Spiritual master says, whatever is the problem, fine, all right, but you follow this instruction. Then if one says that no, your judgment, your instruction is not correct, he is immediately fallen. And in such a circumstances, one should follow the instruction which is coming from spiritual master word to word. So one time Prabhupada, he dictated whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he asked the disciples who were involved in printing the Chaitanya Charitamrita that how many volumes already printed. So out of 17, two or one or two something got printed. Prabhupada said that remaining all the volumes should be ready in next 2 months. The disciples thought that Prabhupada is just joking. It is a Herculean task of 2 years and Prabhupada is asking us to finish in 2 months. But Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, are you serious? Prabhupada said, yes, I want all of you to finish this Chaitanya Charitamrita in next 2 months. You finish this printing of Chaitanya Charitamrita in 2 months. And this talk was going on when Prabhupada was on a morning walk. During that morning walk, all the disciples, they used to try their best to be with Prabhupada. Somehow or other be with Prabhupada in the morning walk. Because if you miss, then you just miss. If you are engaged in some service, to be devotees, they used to avoid that slot of seva so that they could be with Prabhupada. But the moment it was said that no, you have to finish this CC in next 2 months, the group of those devotees, they immediately left the morning walk. They immediately planned how to do it, what to do it, whether we will be able to do it, where are the artists who will draw the painting, do we have proper the right people, editing, this, that, everything. They started planning, and after 2 months when Prabhupada was in Mayapur, and then he received the full volume of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when Prabhupada saw this, he was so happy. He said that anyone who was involved in this project will go back home back to Godhead. Because all of you followed my instruction of printing this book in as per my instruction. So Prabhupada was very happy. He was very happy. So intelligence should be guided according to the desire of the spiritual master's instruction. There may be the differences of opinion which can be presented, and there may be time when spiritual master may change his instruction after hearing our opinion. But if he doesn't change, then our intelligence should be guided in such a way that whatever spiritual master wants, we should be ready to do it. So this is what Rameshwara Maharaj and all others they did. It is not that in 2 months to print 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita was easy in 1970. It was very difficult. Nowadays we have computers, we have machines which will print, editing, the grammar checking, this, that, everything we have. But in those days, those things were not there, and they finished all these things. So as a respect and as a love for all those devotees, if we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, let us read those Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is a respect and love for those devotees who have, they are definitely going back home back to Godhead. Prabhupada has already said. So some of them has already gone, some of them they are still there. So then Prabhupada, as a matter of respect and love for them, we must read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then the two part was, the instruction should be followed without duplicity, without argument, and third point is without hesitation. These things have no place in instruction from spiritual master, without hesitation. So our mind is naturally very much unsteady, so many plans, schemes we try to do. But when we follow these three principles, no duplicity, no argument and no hesitation from the instruction of the spiritual master, definitely the service attitude, a positive service attitude will develop. It will help us to go back to God. Because unless and until our attitude in doing devotional service is not correct, then whatever amount of external services we do will not help us. So it should be no duplication. Because the modern world, the present time is something like this, that you show what you are not. And that creeps in our devotional service also. We try to show what we are not. One of the devotees said that it's better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for what you are not. So it's better to remain what we are. Follow the instruction, whatever is coming, without any argument from spiritual master or the authority, and without any hesitation. And who can develop this kind of service attitude? Does it require any material qualification? Does it require any material prosperity? Does it require any kind of external things? No, it doesn't require any external things. Prabhupada says that, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives one example, not example actually, it happened one time when he was walking in the garden of Bagh Bazar in Calcutta. He was walking in that temple and there he saw one gardener, illiterate gardener. In 1930s, to see illiterate people in India, it was very common. He was not knowing what to write, how to read. But he had Kanti Mala and obviously he was initiated. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked him that, what are you doing? He said that I'm just a gardener and I'm doing this seva. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, do you know what is Krishna? He explained what is Krishna as per exact philosophy. Then he asked, what is Jiva? He explained as per the scripture, which is difficult to speak Sanskrit for these type of people. Now, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked, what is this material world? What is this creation? What is Paramatma? He asked, what is Bhakti Yoga? What is Bhagavad Gita? He asked so many philosophical questions and everything he just answered correctly. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati asked him that you don't know how to read, so how you know all these things? He said that whatever you speak during the lecture, I just hear that and that is what my reading is. And I am just engaged in this service of this gardening. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that because of his faith and his following the instruction of his spiritual master and because of his this positive service attitude, everything will be revealed to him. So when Prabhupada says, when the Acharya says that chant Hare Krishna, Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastime, everything is there in Krishna's name. It will be revealed to us at right time. Then it is same thing fixed here also. If we follow the instruction perfectly as per spiritual master's instruction, so even if we are materially not too much rich, external not so much beautiful, so many external things, either we are in this country or that country, external things will not matter. Prabhupada says that according to our own intelligence and condition, sometimes we feel some things are favorable and some things are not favorable. But if we follow these principles properly, then we will definitely go back to Godhead. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that to be in a certain material situation is not the main principle for advancement in spiritual life, but to accept whatever is favorable in Krishna consciousness and reject what is unfavorable, and fulfilling the instruction of the authority is the ultimate basis. And whatever may be the external situation, if one follows this, one can cross the ocean of material world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives two examples of Rupa Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Rupa Goswami, he was prime minister or finance minister, but he was a minister in cabinet of Nawab Hussain Shah. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to leave everything. Leave everything and join with him. And there was one more devotee, he was also a minister, his name was Ramananda Rai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never asked him to leave, he said he continue. So one was following the principle of Tyag and another one was following the principle of Bhoga. In one sense, Ramananda Rai was an influential minister who had all the things at his disposal. And another devotee, Rupa Goswami, he left everything. He was living just with coping. And both the devotees, they were very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the principle that external doesn't matter so much. It is what the consciousness is. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives one example of Proskrita Patrika. Don't get scared of this word. He just gives the terminology of one example. Proskrita Patrika means when a husband is away, the wife will not decorate, a chaste wife will not decorate herself so nicely. She may not dress very nicely. She may not put bangles. She may not put some eyeliner, whatever. Eyeliner, eyelashes, so many things. She will not put because husband is not there. He has gone away for a few days. He may be travelling or something. But when husband comes, immediately she will wear very nice dress. She will put some makeup. She will have bangles, earrings, fingerings, so many things. So in both the situations, the center is her husband. If my husband is there, then I am like this. If he is not there, then I am like this. So in both the situations, The external situation is not so important, but her commitment to her husband is most important. Right? Her commitment to her husband is more important. Because if my husband is here, I am like this. If my husband is not here, I am like this. So the external situation may be different, but if the principle of no duplicity, no argument and no hesitation, if we follow this, then we will have rapid spiritual advancement. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains further that for a disciple, the instruction of the spiritual authority is inseparable like breath from a living entity. As long as we have this body, we are breathing. It cannot be separated. See, even if there is anesthesia, there is artificial breathing going on. So breathing cannot be separated, because the moment breathing is out, the body is dead. Correct? So the instruction of the spiritual master is like inseparable from a disciple. Whatever my spiritual master says or whatever his orders are, they are inseparable like breath from the living entity. Prabhupada was in conversation, he was speaking that, do you know why I give so many examples of body, mind and soul? So many examples are continuously giving you. So many things I am giving you, so many things I am speaking to you. Same point again and again I am explaining you, but with a different example, with different ways. Why I am doing like this? Disciples said that we don't know. Some people, they speculated that maybe you want us to understand these things very nicely, very properly. You want to make our base very strong. Prabhupada said, yes, it is true. But why I am doing this is, my spiritual master ordered me that you preach the Krishna consciousness movement in English to English people in best possible way of your preaching. So my mind is constantly meditating on those orders. And that's why I am constantly thinking that what different things I can speak so that all of you can get stuck with this devotional service and progress in devotional service and follow the path very nicely. My meditation is constantly, that meditation is there. We can imagine how much meditation Prabhupada would have done. He was told in 1921 that Prabhupada went to US in 1965. So after 40 years, Prabhupada, that meditation was constantly going on. So we should, our meditation should be this. I should follow the instruction of the spiritual master. That Virat Roop, everything fine. It is for impersonalists. But for us, our meditation is the form of Supreme Lord, the order of the spiritual master. So this is what the attitude of the follower is. This is a positive attitude. Then there is one negative attitude also, which is called, which we can say, offensive attitude. Offensive attitude, when Kardamuni follow all the instructions, Brahmaji, please, he was given some opulence, and then Kardamuni was glorified for this. As against to that, there was one more Muni, he was Saubari Muni. Saubari Muni, he was doing meditation in Yamuna at Kalia Ghat. If he went to that place, at that place he was doing in the Yamuna under the water. And in that meditation, Garuda, he wanted to eat fish. One time Garuda wanted to eat fish from that lake. Satra Ekada Jalacharam Garudo Diksham Ipsitam. He wanted to, developed the desire that I want to eat fish from this lake. Now, for Garuda, it is a natural food. Snake, fish, it is a natural food for Garuda. So, Garuda went there, wanted to eat fish. But Saubari Muni, since he was there, he stopped Garuda. Nivarita Saubari Muni. Satra Ekada Jalacharam Garuda Bhiksham Ipsitam Nivarita Saubarina. Saubari Muni said that, stop, you cannot do this. But still, Garuda is Garuda, he ate the fish. But then Saubari Muni, he cursed Garuda that if you come here, then gradually you will die. So Saubari Muni did three things. First of all, he gave order to Garuda. He gave order that, do not enter here. He stopped him. He do not enter. That was his first offense. Second offense was, Garuda's happiness was in eating the fish. And he His happiness was obstructed by Sabari Muni. In third offense which he did, that he cursed his superior. He cursed his superior. So these three things he did. He stopped them, stopped him, his happiness was obstructed, and he was cursed also, Garudji. And Garudji, since he is a devotee, he just accepted that. And he went. So, in next verse, it is explained that Meenam Sukhinam Drishtva Dinan Meen Patav Hate. The Sabari Muni was thinking that the king of the fish is in the distress, and so I should give protection. He was thinking that this is my real compassion on those fishes, on those fish, that this is my real compassion to protect these fish. So what happened? That Garuda was cursed, and there are five things happened in this. That Sabari Muni, he was in the constant association of fish. He was in constant association of fish. So when we are in the association, the first part is if we are in the association, the second part happens, naturally one develops affection. If we are in the association of some devotee, naturally we develop some kind of affection. And because of this affection, the third thing happens, attachment develops. So these three things are all right. In the association, affection develops, attachment develops. What is so great? But the fourth stage, if this attachment leads to the loss of discrimination, then that is not correct. So Sabari Muni was thinking that eating of fish by Garuda is not correct. This was his thinking. But the laws of nature are different. He cannot stop his superior. He cannot stop his superior to do something and not to do something. He may just request. He may request, but he cannot order. So Sabari Muni was thinking that there is a great injustice to the king of the fish, and I should give them protection. And because of this, the fifth stage came, arrogance. He became so arrogant that he cursed Garudji, and he cursed because he felt that this is the best I can do to protect this fish. But what happened with that? What happened? Sabari Muni got enchanted with those same fish. He was seeing two fishes kissing each other, and he thought that I could also have sex. So he left his devotional process, came out, got married, had 50 wives from King Mandata. Okay. And the fishes whom he was trying to protect, Kaliya entered there. And when Kaliya entered, he killed all those fishes. Garudji, he wanted to kill only one fish, that is the king of the fish, he wanted to eat only one. And in this whole process, he gave the curse, Garudji could not enter, and Kaliya entered, and when Kaliya entered, he finished all the fishes, all the aquatic, everything is through, nothing is there. So this is what happens with offensive mentality. So Kardam Muni, when his spiritual maturity came, he left everything and he performed his devotional service. And here Sabari Muni, who was apparently more powerful, Kardam Muni, he was doing austerity at the bank of Bindu Sarovar, not inside the Bindu Sarovar. But Sabari Muni was doing inside the lake, so externally he was more powerful in one sense. Kardam Muni made one aerial mansion. Sabari Muni made 50 aerial mansions for his 50 wives. And because of this, even his Kasurji, the father-in-law, King Mandata, he felt envious of his own son-in-law, that I am the king of this planet Earth and I have only one palace. And this man has 50 palaces, more opulent than me. So he also felt some. So we can see Sabari Muni, just because of this offensive attitude, so many things happened which could have been avoided. So because of this attitude, two things happened. First of all, he was immediately destroyed. It means his devotional process, the process what he was involved in, that was destroyed. And sometimes even material opulences are also given to offenders. Sometimes, like when Daksha offended Lord Shiva, he was given the post of chief in the Vajpayee sacrifice. When it was going on, he was made a chief by Brahmaji. Okay, you become the chief. It's something like giving enough rope to a person. Okay, you hang yourself. Yes. Or you want more rope, you can have more rope. It's something like that. So when Kardamuni matured, he left everything. And when Saurabhi Muni's time came, he fell down and he endured thousands of years, and it took thousands of years to rectify himself. So that was the stage of Saurabhi Muni. So we should never have this offensive attitude. We should always have favorable, positive attitude. So all these things, right now we have this offensive attitude. How to get rid of it? So Devahuti, Mother Devahuti, she says that Ahopat Swapacho Gariyan, even if somebody eats dog meat regularly, but if he chants Hare Krishna, he is qualified to perform yajna. So all of us have got the chance of chanting Hare Krishna, association with devotees. So if we just don't offend devotees, and if we just follow the regulative principles properly, if we chant our 16 rounds nightly attentively, all this offensive mentality which is there inside will definitely go. And if we chant in the association of devotees, it is more infecting. It is told by Lord Krishna to Uddhava, that my dear Uddhava, if you associate with woman, it is not so dangerous. But if you associate with womanizer, it is more dangerous. It is explained why. That if you associate with woman, you will be on guard that I have to protect myself. I should not get haywire. But if you are with womanizer, you will be off guard. Yeah, there is no woman, so no problem. You will be off guard. So association with woman is not so dangerous, but office or association with a womanizer is more dangerous. So there is a contrast matching which is given, is if you associate with the Lord and if you associate with the devotees of the Lord, the more infectious is if you associate with the devotees of the Lord. That will be more infectious. So if we are in the association of devotees and chanting Hare Krishna, following the regulative principle, developing a preeti, the love, a strong bond between the devotees, the six principles which Rupa Goswami explained, Dadati, Prati, Granati, Guhyam, Akshati, Prachati, Bhumte, Bhojete, Chaiva, Charvida, Priti, Lakshanam. When we develop this kind of preeti amongst the devotees, when we develop this kind of attitude for the devotees, then our attachment to Lord Krishna will increase and we will develop love for Lord Krishna. And that's what Srila Prabhupada says in today's verse. Lord Krishna wants that everybody should go back home, back to Godhead. And we cannot go back home, back to Godhead unless and until we have developed our dormant love for Lord Krishna, which is there in our heart. So our meditation, meditation should be the instruction of the spiritual master. Our meditation should be developing love for devotees, love for Krishna, following the regulative principle, chanting Hare Krishna. And if we do that, we'll definitely go back home, back to Godhead. And with our own example, we will set a nice example. With this nice example, definitely people will be coming with us. We have seen since some of the leaders, they are very much exemplary. We see the congregation how it is growing. So why? If we see the leader is nonsense, and if we think that, and he is speaking big things, it will not be effective. So let us chant Hare Krishna and associate very nicely. Let us develop that strong bond, and that will lead us back to God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Correction? That may be. If there is nothing, then chant Hare Krishna. Very careful.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for the generous lesson. Just add, I had one thing about the work itself, Prabhu. I'm sorry, Prabhuji. Actually, in the work, it is stated about how a person who is not attached to Krishna and you have not known about Krishna, and you should focus on the different, you should see Krishna in the material manifestation. Actually, if you look at in this case of the that actually it is said that if a person is having love for a person, not a person, or that if a father has love for his child, then whatever he thinks he sees, that are belonging to his child will always think of his child. So if a person, see, in one way, if suppose if I have love for Krishna, then I see everything that is associated with the Lord. Actually, everything is associated with Lord, and you see, I see Lord everywhere in that sense, in relationship to the Lord. I don't have love for Krishna, and then I am told that I have to see everything in association with Lord. So, it is something which is difficult to comprehend, because first of all, I don't have any love, and I want to enjoy those things. But then, how can I see everything that is actually being, you know, part of or belonging to Krishna? So, how do we understand this?
By the way, yes, you don't have. That is true. That is why those people who don't have the love, then the first step is try to visualize what is around you. So around you, you have so many material manifestations which you are relating to. So therefore, there is no question of not being able to relate, because it is much easier for you to relate because it is with you. You can see it. So you are using this kind of material manifestation and then trying to see Krishna in it. That's number one. And if you don't have the love, that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this time, you will develop that love. Because what you don't have, you cannot say, oh, I don't have it, so therefore I will remain where I am. If you are going to remain where you are, that means you don't want any movement. If you don't want the movement, then you will not get any movement. But if you want the movement, then you have to take up the process. So the process is already there, how to get love for God. So if you want to know Krishna, then the process has to start. But the first step, as far as impersonal feature is concerned, the Virat Rupa is there, you can visualize it. And also, not only visualize that particular thing, you can visualize the how we become part and parcel of the Lord. We are not separate. So we try and enjoy ourselves separately means we are going to get into more trouble. We will never enjoy it. Actually, there is no enjoyment. So therefore, he is giving you another beginner's thing, is that we can go and then visualize things. So therefore, all this will develop. It will bring us closer and closer to understanding who is God, how does He look like, what is the significance of having God, and is God really helping me, how He helps us, how He is actually controlling us. All this will come in when we start. But the easiest of all processes, if you just chant, you will guarantee, you will develop some form, you will be re-establishing the relationship as the one that works in some of. But if you say, no, I am not actually having this, so therefore, how can you tell me that this is, the fact is, bottom line is, you have to develop love for God. Otherwise, you cannot re-establish. Then there is no re-establishing of relationship at all. So if you want the relationship to be re-established, then establishing love with the Lord is inevitable. You have to. But in order to establish that, when we chant, we hear the holy name, slowly it will work out. Then the attachment will come with the Lord. Then we want to know more about this Lord. Why are we all here trying to listen to Bhagavatam? Because we want to know more about Krishna. We do not know so many things. So we are trying to know more, we are trying to associate with the Lord. And then we are taking him as a Krishna. But if those people would claim, no, I'm not interested in this. But then if I'm not interested, then why are you putting so many processes? Yes, the processes are already there. But whether you want or you don't want, it's your choice. Like in this same verse, Prabhupada is saying, Krishna manifests in the spiritual as well as in the material. In both ways, which one we want is our choice. And the living entity, that we think, in that minute independence is given to us. In that independence, if we choose, now I prefer material and all these mundane activities, fine, we can have it. But if you go on, Prabhupada is continuing to say that all this material stuff doesn't give any happiness to us. Because you are trying to separate yourself from the basic thing that is spiritual. We are spirit. If we go away and we try to associate with material, you will never be happy. Spirit must associate with spirit. Only then it becomes the attraction starts. If you want to, but whether you are there or whether you are here, it doesn't really, that's not the key point. The key point is, if you are here or you are there, you must be spiritually inclined. And you must have a spiritual kind of understanding, and you wanted to get a spiritual association. Spiritual association is with another spirit. A spirit of which is conducive to spiritual knowledge. That is Krishna, he is the sum and bottom of all spiritual. And at the same time the devotees, who are also hankering for spiritual association. So therefore, as long as we keep this spiritual association, we are bound to get love of Godhead, bound to know Krishna, visualize Krishna, everything in our form. That is the devotee's way. But if it's a normal, simple this thing, then what we are trying to do is, we are actually associating with the mundane material sense. And mundane material sense, you'll find that you can't go on. You'll always be lingering in the same old pool and suffering and re-suffering. And it's a circle, it's a samsara cycle. So therefore, the question of, I am not, and then how am I going to follow? Processes are there. Like a school, teacher, you know, the children go to school, supposed to be going, okay, you go from primary 1, primary 5, or whatever primary class. Books are there, the teacher is there, and everybody is teaching. Of course, when you start off, you don't know anything. Even the A, B, C, you don't know. But if we say, no, I would like to remain, I am already this thing, why are you giving me all one string of rules and restrictions and things to follow? How am I going to follow? I don't know. If you follow, you get it. If you don't follow, you remain there. You.
I just remember one pastime of Prabhupada. One time Prabhupada was in Los Angeles and he was sitting in the lawn, in the grass, and one disciple brought one chadar. So Prabhupada said, please sit on this chadar. So Prabhupada said, no, I am sitting on the lap of Krishna. I don't need the chadar. So the devotee felt very happy. But what is Prabhupada's vision? I am sitting on the lap of Krishna. So in one sense it is of, like Virat Roop, right? There is actually, in one sense, we cannot say that this land is Krishna, this floor is Krishna. But Prabhupada could see because of his purity. And then a wind started blowing here, cool wind. So suddenly that same devotee again brought another chadar, so that you can cover up your body. He said, no, I don't want. And feeling embrace of Lord Krishna. This is what Prabhupada's vision is. So, when Prabhuji was explaining, I just remembered one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we have heard many times, that Nitya Chitta Shuddha Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karoi Udai. The Krishna Prema is already there. When we say that I don't have Krishna Prema, it means I am not realizing that it's there. But as a living entity, we already have that Krishna Prema. So, to reawaken this, the whole devotional process is. A devotional process is to reawaken our dormant love. So the more we get indulged in the process of Krishna consciousness, the love will automatically come up. Thank you very much. Srinivasa Prabhu has already given me indication. Hare Krishna. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्री गुरुदेव की एकाए गौर प्रेमानंदे Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna Mataji. Just a few announcements. Before that, I'd like to thank Shri Shri Gonitai for appearing before us today on this Sunday morning through the agency of His Grace Pushpa Gopal Prabhu. Jai Shri Shri Gonitai ki! Jai His Grace Pushpa Gopal Prabhu ji ki! A few announcements. This Thursday, Isivani Mataji Saru, Shri Bhagavatam program, His Grace Isha Prakash Prabhu will be coming and he will be giving the class on Thursday. In the morning 9 o'clock. For details, I'll put in the email. Those who have, don't have the email, like let us know, I'll just subscribe your link. Then for the Saturday and Sunday program, you'll confirm it and put in the email. Thank you. Hare Krishna. We are until about 11 o'clock to have the summer. Hare Guru. Hare Krishna. Today we have two special devotees. They'll be with us for some time. They are none other than sister of Prem Manjari Mataji, Kamini Gopi Mataji, and their mother Mahamanjari Mataji. They have specially come here to be with us and give their association, and they'll be with us for a few days. So let us all welcome both of them by chanting loudly, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Both Mataji, they are excellent cooks. And Kamini Gopi Mataji, she is also the in charge of Gopal's Garden School, which is there in Bombay and which has few hundred students, devotees, children, and her responsibility is to take care of the whole admin department of the school. It includes whether water is there or not, electricity is there or not, the vegetables are there or not, from the very small thing to any requirement for the school's administration. So we have two special devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.